Restoring My Soul, Thursday, the 3rd of July, The Spirit of Adoption. The Son, when sent into a believer's heart, prays to the Father, asking Him to give them the Holy Spirit. Described by Jesus as another helper, the Holy Spirit is sent to them to be with them and then in them. This is when a person receives the promise of the Spirit, whom the heroes of faith saw from afar but did not receive. It is the fruit of the second dimension of faith that comes by hearing the gospel of God. The distinction of the Holy Spirit being with the believer and then in them is important. He is with a believer when he comes into their heart. They now have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelling with them. The Spirit comes into their heart, convicting them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Through this conviction, they are being asked, "Do you want to be a son of God?" If a hearer does not resist the conviction of the Holy Spirit, he gives to them the faith to believe for what is totally impossible and unthinkable. They are able to believe that they can be born again of the Father's divine nature as His Son. This is the third dimension of faith. Revising the steps of faith through which a person arrives at this understanding, we note that the first dimension of faith and grace makes them alive again from the death of sin. The second dimension of faith is when the hearer receives the Holy Spirit. His work is to convince them that what God has promised, He will give to them. The Spirit then convicts them to choose to become sons of God, first by adoption, and then as sons of God who are born again of the seed of the divine nature that comes from God through Christ. This is the fruit of the third dimension of faith. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14 verses 15 to 17, Galatians chapter 3 verse 14, and John chapter 16 verses 7 to 11. For further study, Galatians chapter 3.